now listening to Beyond the Veil, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
The following live broadcast may not be suitable for all ages. The views expressed in this show are solely those of the individual providing them and do not represent the opinion of the station, website, or any affiliated partners. Audience discretion is advised.
Hello, 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 good evening, good day, good afternoon to you all joining us today on Holosuite Access. Welcome to Beyond the Veil, episode 89. Yes, we are nearing that ever-elusive 100. We're trying to catch it. I am Antida, filling in for Xander this week, who unfortunately is not able to speak due to sore throat, so we wish him well and a speedy recovery. Tonight with me, we have Dash. How are you, Dash?
I'm good. I remembered I had ice cream right before the show, so I'm really good.
That's cool. Mitt, did you have some ice cream too?
Yeah, but I ate it all earlier.
Well, that's good. That's what you're meant to do with it. Rowan, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Antida?
I'm doing good. Can't complain. Or should I say I mustn't complain? I just hope I don't catch whatever it is that Xander has. It's trying to catch me. I'm running. Gig, how are you tonight?
I'm good. Powered my Red Bull and chocolate as per usual.
Wow. At what, midnight? Red Bull and chocolate? Is that like to keep you awake or like just
pretty
for the show?
Or what do you...
Wow. I used to be the person to drink Coca-Cola and coffee at the same time. And people used to look at me weird. Like, yeah, you're really hyper after that. I was like, no.
Just a bit.
Yeah. And last but not least, we have Galactrix. How are you, Galactrix?
Really great, thank you.
Awesome. I hope, do you have some snacks or drinks with you to help you, because it's quite late for you as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of have to, right, with all this
time
zones?
Yeah.
Awesome. So, what are we going to talk about tonight? Well, we're going to be talking about the rebirth, so to speak, of the Whispering Tide event. And we're going to be talking about the game director's letter for April. Yes, for April, that, as usual, came out at the beginning of the next month, which is May.
It's still mid-April at Funcom.
Yeah. Let's just hope that, you know, we don't start counting May 21st or the end of May from mid-April. Because we want Tokyo. We want it now. We want it yesterday.
We do. Even though we're not ready.
I do wonder with Funcom, you know, with their dating issues with the game director's letter and things like that. I do wonder if they exist within their own little time bubble sometimes.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I think with Tokyo, they very much, you know, existed that way.
Their minds have been warped by the filth.
Yeah.
That occurred to me too, and wouldn't it be fun if that would be the justification for Tokyo being kind of pushed back, the release date for Tokyo being pushed back so far? Because if you had asked me in the beginning of the year, when, you know, we just started hearing about issue 9, Tokyo being late, I honestly can say I would never, ever, ever think that it would be until the end of May. What about you guys? Did you suspect it was going to take them a long time, or, you know, this has even surpassed your expectations?
I think that I was kind of expecting it. I mean, I would have been happy if it was like back in March or something, but I was kind of okay with the long wait because that always means that they're working harder on it. So I always know that they're putting extra effort into it, so it's not surprising to me because they like to put extra effort into everything.
Yep.
Yeah, I kind of expected a late spring, early summer release on that one.
Yeah, well, you know what? Sooner or later, we knew it was going to drop, and knowing the way Funcom works, and especially knowing the devs that are working on The Secret World, we know it's going to be awesome, and it's going to live up to community's expectations. So, you know, the countdown has started. Yay! But now it's like, the official countdown has started. There's only that many days in May.
Yep, definitely.
All right, so before we get on to what was discussed in the game director's letter, let's talk about a little bit about the event, which has been, like I said, reborn, the Whispering Tide. Now, this is, as they advertised it before, a slow-burning event. At least it was supposed to be. This event has started when? Sometime, almost like 10 months ago, did it not? Sometime around the anniversary.
Yeah, something
last year.
Yeah, I was going to say it was right near the anniversary that they started it.
Yeah. So, yeah. Slow going. But we are here. And so, why is the Whispering Tide event so in the news for The Secret World right now? Well, there seems to be quite a number of players who did not get the achievement in form of a carapace of the Immaculate Machine helmet. You can, if you guys are watching the live stream, you can see three of us wearing it. And yeah, some people have just by chance managed to kind of not be in-game for a particular part of the event, a particular phase of the event that was going on, simply because it lasted a very short amount of time, quite unexpectedly, such as filling in the barrels. I think, was it for the phase 3 that lasted only 2 days? It was extremely fast. So they didn't manage to get the mission, and they did not get the achievement. They didn't get this helmet. Now, some other players, as we've heard previously, have said that they have completed all the phases, but for some reason did not get the achievement. Now, whichever the case may be, whatever your story is, the whole point is, you have from yesterday until May 21st to complete the achievement. I should actually say you have until the 14th, especially like if you haven't completed all the gathering phases, you have only until May 14th to complete it and to get the achievement. All right?
And bear in mind, you only really have to do it once. You don't have to keep filling up the barrels to get credit for the mission.
Yeah, how many things do you need to put in for the mission? Just one? Like, you know, one sliver thing?
I believe that's the case. When an individual Like, I don't know how it is now, but when we first got them, you get like 20 of those things, the vessels. All you had to do was fill one and put it in the barrel or the bucket for it to work. Is both good and bad. You know, it was good in the sense that you only need one, but I mean, they handed you 20. So, you know, if you just dump them all in at once, then that may or may not have been good for your character or any alts that you might have.
Well, I think it was done automatically. You got like 20 or 50 of them at once. And once you actually turn them in with either pure metal for phase one, for phase two, it was pure fire and pure dust. And for phase three, it was pure water plus any pure rune. It would just automatically be put in the barrel, so you didn't have control over how much you actually wanted to put in.
Exactly. Right, but if you only had at the time like one pure metal, for example, and you put that in the appropriate vessel and then put that modified item into the barrel, then you got credit for the original quest, and that would be what counts towards the helmet. Okay, anything additional would be additional slivers and stuff.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And the thinking this way around is you basically fill the barrels from May 7th to May 14th. All three portals are open, and you can see them from where we're standing right here. If you go to the slightly to the left, you can actually see all three portals. They have that black swirl around them. The mission is going to be there if you have not completed it. If you have completed that part, the mission will not be available to you. Okay, so that's how you can gauge which one you have not done, or if you're unsure, you don't have the helmet, you know, it's the safest way for you to check. Now, there's a lot of people who have complained that why do we have to do the gathering phase again? So we have to fill up the barrels. Do you know how much mats we have to put in order to do that, and so on and so forth? Honestly, because I think this is a scheduled event that has a certain duration. I think this is just meant as not like, okay, you got to fill the barrels quick and then open the instance. I think rather that this is going to be controlled by Funcom, and on May 14th, they're going to close the gathering phases and open the instances, regardless of how many barrels have actually been filled at a time. What do you guys think?
Makes sense.
Yeah. I think so.
I think that's what it sounds like.
I went down to one of the barrels and none of the other lights are on. It's just like the first one. Yeah. They're not even yellow. They're like warping disabled.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. They're blue, right? Yeah. So basically, go and check it out. If you have not found a helmet in your dressing room, go check it out. Check out all the three portals. See which phase you actually miss in order to get the achievement. This is your last chance. Funcom has been kind enough to bring, you know, these portals back and, help you guys out. So please do them. If you don't do it this time around, hey, you can't complain after that. This is your last chance, so make sure you do it. One thing to note, though, from May 14th to May 21st, after the gathering phases have been completed, instances will be open, okay? Now, some of the instances had normal and dungeon group, okay? Not normal and nightmare dungeon. That was phase three, correct?
Whichever phase was
I
the
think
one.
So. No, it's phase two.
That's Enter
phase
the
three
Filth.
Is Flappy.
Yes.
That's right. That's right. So basically, Flappy has been closed because it's a raid instance. And it has been closed. It will be open again on May 14th, just like all the other dungeons as well. Now, for phase two, being that there is a normal and nightmare version of the same dungeon, it's not necessary for you to do both modes, normal and nightmare, okay? You can do just normal and get the achievement if you're missing out on that one. But if you just do the nightmare one without doing the normal one, you won't get the achievement. Okay, so make sure you do the normal one at least once. Just a little tip for you there. Another tip that we found on the forums is with regards to the leftover crafting kits that you might have in your bank. If you're trying to do any of the materials gathering missions, the cleansing protocol phases 1, 2, or 3, and you get the message you do not have the required item when you try to interact with the box, you need to check your bank inventory to see if you have any leftover crafting kits for that particular portal. The box will not give you new ones if you still have some in your bank, which is a really good tip so that you don't start going like, what the heck is going on? So check your bank. If you do find any crafting kits, put them in your inventory that you carry around with you just in case. So have we all completed this achievement? Did you guys get your helmets?
Yep.
Oh yeah, I got it last time.
Yep.
Totally.
Yeah, Gigabyte, like we were discussing before, Gigabyte was wearing the entire outfit when the rest of us thought it wasn't that cool.
I thought it was cool. It's just Xander.
Yeah, Xander was taking the mic.
Yes, and he still doesn't like it, but he kind of
got it.
He was
being a little wind-up merchant.
Uh-huh. I kind of talked him into getting it. I was like, yeah, but, you know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime outfit, and, you know, you're not going to get it anytime soon. At least I hope not.
Well, not thought so.
Yeah. Otherwise, and the thing is, I think he actually likes the Panopticore outfit.
I have to admit, the helmet does look good with the Panopticore.
Actually, yeah. This helmet, do you remember the Black Watchman ARG? One of the uniforms there, I think looks exactly like this one, just different texture.
Yep.
Like the female one. It looks so much alike. As soon as I saw it, I was like, oh my god. They just kind of... So, I'm not really sure who did the outfit for them. Was it Funcom themselves who did the outfit? Or, you know, did they do it based on some artwork that Human Equation gave them? Or, you know, how that went? That'd be interesting to know.
Be interesting, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, like we said, the Whispering Tide event is wide open. You have from May 7th to May 14th to complete all the gathering phases. From May 14th to May 21st, you will have the option to run the instances, either on normal or nightmare level. And of course, the beloved Flappy. How can we forget him? Because he's Flappy. Come on, Dash, you can do it.
I'm not singing it.
Apparently you do, just in the car.
I don't sing it, I just hear it in my head.
Aw, too bad you
Gig
sing
sings it.
It
better anyway.
I do have that effect on women.
Okay, calm down. All right. Okay. So if you guys are wondering, you know, so what happens after May 21st and what on earth is going to happen with all this filth? Well, we did find out before that the Whispering Tide Whispering Tide event will be a slow burning event that will eventually lead us all to Tokyo. So all the roads lead to where? To Tokyo. And I'm not sure, what do you guys think? May 21st, May 22nd to be like Tokyo's release date? Or do you think, you know, it might be a few more days in between the Whispering Tide concluding and Tokyo dropping?
I think it's going to be pretty quick. I don't think it's going to be more than like a week in between, because if they're setting a date for something, usually they actually like are ready.
Yeah. I reckon, well, looking at the date, I mean, 21st will be the midweek that week. They might wait until the Friday to get a weekend release. They'll probably make more off of that, get more people to buy it. Plus it's pay weekend for a lot of people that weekend, so.
Yeah, let's not forget that the Grandmasters and subscribers of the game actually get 3 days early access to all the new content that's placed in the game. And that's usually done when Wednesday or Thursday for the over the weekend release or something like that. So who knows?
So the 21st date might actually be the early access, and then the rest of us get it on that weekend.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I know what I'm doing that weekend.
Yeah, I need time to do all of it before my summer class.
Oh. Well, so, yeah. We know now, based on the game director's letter that came out last week, at the beginning of last week, we've been given like this sneak peek at the cover. And oh my god, what a cover it is. I love the cover.
Yeah, it's very good, isn't it?
It's awesome.
It's very anime.
Yeah, isn't it?
I do like it. Although I'm intrigued by what that creature is on the right-hand side.
Yeah, we do get to, you know, this is a completely brand new zone in the Secret World, just like Kingsmouth or Carpathian Fangs or the Blue Mountain is. So it's a completely new zone. However, with issue 9, we won't have access to the entire zone, okay? This is what's going to happen. We've been told this before. Joel has actually said it in his game director's letters over the last few months. With issue 9, what will happen is we'll push the filth back with this Whispering Tide event. We'll push it back into Tokyo and we'll start reclaiming bits and pieces of Tokyo, okay? So with issue 9, we'll unlock the first part of the zone. We will get the first chapter in the continuation of the main story. We'll get several side missions, and of course the Aegis system will be released. Now, Aegis system will be released fully, of course, just like the Augment system was released with the scenarios. So there will be plenty to do. There will be new NPCs giving out missions. There'll be new system to use in fighting the mobs. There'll be new kind of monsters that, you know, there'll be lore hunting and achievements and God knows what. And that's my dog in the background. Flapping. So there will be definitely so very much to be done. Now, one bit of good news, well, great news, that came out in this game director's letter is that the Tokyo part of the main story mission will now be repeatable.
Okay? Yay!
Boom!
I'm so excited.
So, you know, not only that, but they will actually, they are looking at ways that they can make the main story mission from the get-go, from the very beginning, repeatable. So people can go back and do even only certain parts of that mission if they want to confirm something or if they, you know, just love a certain part of that main story and they just want to replay that particular part. So, you know, that's really something that players have been asking for quite a while.
What I'm really excited for is to go back and listen to what everyone's saying with all the knowledge that I have now. Because before, you could only really watch those scenes once unless you, like, went on YouTube or something. But now we get to hear all those conversations and little clues now that we know how it ends.
That's right.
True.
For me, it's not even so much the, well, not the common ones, I guess, is the best way to put it, but all the ones that are unique to the factions, the interludes. Because, you know, for a lot of them, because of my alts, I've been through at least twice. But the little interludes, like the trip through, was it Virgula Divina and stuff like that, or the conversations between the Lancelot and his little companion in the park, that sort of thing. I'd like to hear again.
Yeah.
No, it definitely is something that a lot of the players have been looking forward to. Plus, you know, sometimes when you get through the mission the first time around, you're just so excited and you're just like wide-eyed and, you know, you're trying to soak up every bit of information, but that's just, you know, not possible always, depending also on what kind of day you actually get to run it. So yeah, just the mission being repeatable is definitely a huge bonus and a huge two thumbs up. Now bear in mind that in the first little while after issue 9 is released, only the Tokyo part of the main story mission will be repeatable. So you won't immediately be able to go back to the very beginning and replay the main storyline all over again from the beginning. Okay? Instead, they will be making the other parts that have been released so far repeatable at a later date. So what did you guys think of the comic that was released?
It was amazing.
Very intriguing.
Why?
Because filth suicide bombers. That's pretty much what it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
You gig?
Well, I mean, how do I put this? There is some historical significance to this particular comic, if you know anything about I can't remember what they were called now. There was a particular cult that sprung up in and around Japan at some point during the last decade, I think it was. There was sort of an end of the world cult, and they bombed one of the subway stations.
Yeah,
that's the word.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, and it was basically like a gas bomb, and it was a deadly toxin that they released into the air. And as soon as I looked through this, that instantly sprung to mind.
Right, it was sarin gas.
Sarin gas, that's the one I can't remember.
Yeah, that's it's a nerve toxin.
Yeah,
pretty hazardous, and they made a lot of people sick, but it was not as effective as I think the cult would have hoped.
No, that's right.
It actually says that the explosion on the comic, it says explosion due to a gas leak. Mm-hmm. So they must have been, you know, taking a look back at that, integrating it into the game. Yeah, it is the real life MMO.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. It seemed like it was the comic of the, before the tutorial, you know, the token.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it totally was. I agree with what you're saying. It was intended to be the one, but it, like Gigabyte says, it does recall, you know, explosions in subways and stuff like that that actually are a very real problem. Not problem, but a historical
that's
event.
That's what they were called. Aum Shinrikyo. Founded by a guy called Shoko Asahara. That's what the group's called. Aum Shinrikyo.
Yeah, I love the last line. Remain isolated. So creepy.
I want to know whose hand that is. I want to know whose hand that is. That is that the guy that blew himself up, or is that one of the guys who got caught?
Dun dun dun.
Because the arm kind of looks weird in a way, doesn't it? But shouldn't the thumb be on a different side? You know what I mean?
No, if you're looking at the person's left hand, like their thigh. That's their left thigh and their left hand.
Yeah, they're facing us. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
I just imagined them, you know, facing the gate. Sorry, doggy troubles over here.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's okay.
Is Loki trying to take over again?
Yes, he needs to go out. So he's whining. Yeah, okay, going back to the director's letter, Joel did mention that, you know, Test Live is up and running, and he did put a call out for people to join the Test Live server and test out the new content and provide their feedback. I have to admit, I have not been on Test Live for a bit now, and I have no idea, like, last week, I know that Aegis system has been taken off. Joel did say as much in his director's letter that the Aegis system has been taken off while they do tweaks and, you know, change certain things based on the feedback that they have received based on the testing so far. So, you know, who knows? We're not really sure. We're still not quite sure whether or not Tokyo will actually be put onto the Test Live, or will it just be the Aegis system? So, you know, thinking, well, maybe they're just trying to keep everything, you know, close to their chest and keeping it like ultra secret until it actually gets released. So that'll be interesting to see. It is mentioned in the letter that more information on Tokyo will be coming our way over in the next few weeks. And the video will also be released once issue 9 is launched. And to me, that was just like, shouldn't you guys be launching that before you actually release Tokyo? Just to get, you know, people excited about what's coming up? Have I misunderstood that?
Oh, yeah, aren't the videos usually released like a week before the issue comes out or thereabouts?
Well, he says the video will be more information over the coming weeks. We will be releasing several articles about Tokyo, and when the issue launches, the oft-requested video. It's like, well, why not before?
Which, I'm a little confused as to what video he's referring to.
You know those tour videos he does with the preview, with the voiceovers?
Yeah, like the vignette videos. Okay.
Yeah, I'm guessing the implication is that, yeah, he'll put it out a little bit before the issue actually comes out. Even though he says here, when the issue launches, the oft-requested video.
Yeah, I mean, that's quite an open statement, you know, when the issue launches. There's no guarantee as to when, around that time, the video will come out.
Yeah, I would just think that they would, you know, it's a big, big content update. I would have thought that their marketing would do something, you know, extra special for this time around, but I don't know. Maybe it's business as usual over there.
Got stuff going on.
Yeah, I know.
Soon, TM.
Yeah, right.
Would it be sacrilege to say they're all busy with Tiso? I don't have time for your update. I've got Fusro Daw.
Plus, that would actually the video will probably have some cinematics, which we found out are the last bits to actually do with any content update that comes into the game. So, you know, maybe that's why they're going to be waiting for a while before they actually launch the video. So, any other thoughts, opinions on the game director's letter, guys?
I'm just looking at that cover, and I think I'm trying to think back to when they first announced the character names for Tokyo. I'm thinking that creature on the side, it might actually be the only character they mention, because he looks like he's in like a bathrobe, and the sort of theatrical mask he's wearing is very similar to something that I heard about once in Japanese mythology. I'm thinking that might be the only character, but I'm not entirely sure.
The buzzing has been tweeting about the Oni, so that may be correct.
Buzzing's had a lot of interesting Japanese-related posts recently.
Yeah,
I was
just about
to bring that up.
Yeah.
I don't know that much about the Oni and Japanese culture and stuff, but between the mask and his bathrobe, he reminds me of that one character in Spirited Away.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Was a big black blob with a mask.
Yeah, the River Spirit.
Love the River Spirit.
Yeah. Oh no, sorry, you're talking about No Face.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
No
that
Face.
One.
Yeah.
Now, the River Spirit was the
yeah, the big
Ichi,
black blob thing.
Or something.
Too many strange creatures to keep track.
Yeah.
Don't these robots, Orochi robots, or you know, things at the very bottom of the poster, don't they remind you of those robot nannies in issue 7 in the nursery?
They definitely do,
but a little bit more filthified.
Yeah. So the issue is called the Black Signal. It's not Tokyo, it's the Black Signal. I wonder who the character in the middle is going to be. One of the NPCs, probably.
Can't tell if it's a man or a woman.
I think it looks female.
It looks vaguely female, but there's no... You can't tell any sort of signifiers to show whether it is a man or a female. It looks very...
Well...
Looks very much like a Shinto priest of some description.
You were saying, Rowan?
So, I was going to say, there's none of this is concrete evidence, but, you know, the long white hair and the kind of more angular jawline instead of, like, you know, like the guy on the left is clearly male and has a square, you know, masculine features. And while, you know, there is some, you know, cross-dressing and stuff like that, I suppose. I would guess that it's a female. But, I don't know, it could be a male. I'm thinking of, I don't know, like Robotech. Does anybody remember the old, like, you know, completely... I can't remember the word they used, but the old Robotech shows from the 80s.
Yeah.
The third one had the guy that was the dancer, kind of a female impersonator, almost.
Mm-hmm. Totally remember that.
Right. Which, probably in the original Japanese, was like a completely different character, but, you know, they did stuff.
They do that.
I'm also reminded of an anime called Cyber City Oedo 808, where there's a character that's very effeminate, and he's got a sort of long white hair, and he's kind of an assassin type character, but he's very effeminate in the way he looks.
Sephiroth?
No, this is, I can't remember the character's name now, but...
Close enough, yeah.
I think
it was called Benton or something.
Benton, that's the one, yep. Benton, Gogol, and Sengoku. Awesome anime.
You know, based on the cover, I can't help but think of all the... Well, I'm saying all the, you know, clothing pieces that might come our way with
hope we get like a Shinto outfit. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, they
I would
have
like the armor
stuff.
To go with my Oni mask.
Japanese street fashion.
Something appropriate for those love hotels.
You mean nudity?
That would be appropriate.
Just a bathrobe.
Sailor Moon.
I was thinking like all those cosplays and stuff.
I want like a silk robe with like slippers and a pipe.
Oh, God.
They could release it on Hugh Hefner's birthday.
Oh, God.
That would be amazing.
Well, we do have bunny slippers. I guess all we need now
That's
is
good,
like.
close enough, yep.
Pimp with bunny slippers.
Also, one more thing about the whole redoing the Whispering Tide event. The game director's letter said that when they go back, open the instances back up, they'll be done with the help of a surprise ally.
Yeah, so we don't know who that's going to be. Will it be Zuberi, the one helping us out in Flappirate?
I don't think
or
so.
Or someone completely new, completely different, or maybe an ally that
anima?
We've encountered.
Yeah, I thought it would be anima.
Makes sense.
Because it would need to be someone really, really powerful to.
I want it to be anima or Carter.
Carter would be cool.
They did say we'd be seeing more of Carter soon.
Yeah, they did hint at that. That either way, it would be awesome.
Yeah,
for either characters to be helping out with that. Now watch it when they come up with someone completely different.
Yeah,
could be somebody new from Tokyo.
Or that old guy from the trailer park.
I was gonna say, looking at the Buzzing's tweets as of late. There's a lot of references to the Yakuza.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of references to the Yakuza, in fact. So it might be something to do with that.
Oh my God, can we get a Yakuza version of Saeed?
That would be pretty awesome.
Remains to be seen, people. Remains to be seen. One thing is for sure... the community has been abuzz with, you know, everything with regard to Tokyo, and it's been going on for months, and people are just, this is like, you know, the home stretch. We are almost there. We can feel it. We can smell it. So, yeah, can't wait. Cannot wait. I think Funcom better do their due diligence when it comes to the server, the server's issues.
Oh, definitely.
Because there's going to be a whole lot of people that are going to be logging into the game at that time.
You know what? I think the one thing they need to focus on more than anything at the moment is going to be the store. Because if people can't get the DLC from the store within a decent amount of time, they ain't going to do it anytime soon.
Yep.
So, and they're not going to wait very long for it to come down.
True, that is very true. We have experienced that kind of, shall we call it, a lag in delivering items from item store, whether it's a DLC purchase or just, you know, a mystery box that one purchased, or, I don't know, any of the boosts or stuff like that.
Right.
So I know I've experienced it myself a few times, once even with an issue. So yeah, it can get pretty frustrating, and there needs to be as few technical glitches like that as they can possibly be, so to keep people happy and in-game and playing. Because there was a lot of people who just got tired of doing the same content over and over again. There's only, for some people, there was only so many times that they could do Flappy Raid or scenarios. So they've moved on to another game in the meantime, and they fully are ready to come back to TSW once issue 9 comes out. So, you know, there's going to be a whole bunch of players coming back. And of course, there's a lot of new players as well who might be testing the waters and seeing how everything is. So, yep. Any other thoughts? I thought you wanted to add something, Rowan.
I don't think so. I hope that Xander gets better soon.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing a crappy job of this.
No, that's not what I mean.
Jeez, Rowan.
Wow.
How rude.
Damn. Please apply cold water to the burned area.
Wow. How did you get that? You know, I mean, I feel bad for your husband and everything, and you're over there feeling all self-conscious, apparently. You're doing a great job, I think.
since Xander's slagging off. Don't worry. He is smiling right now. He actually, no, he's in full-blown, like, smile right now. He loves being missed. Okay, all right. So if there's nothing else about Tokyo and Game Director's Letter, there's basically not much other news that we're going to be covering in today's show. There is still no winner on the Alexandria Initiative Series fanfiction contest. As we reported the last couple of weeks, there was a huge, that entire contest was a huge success, okay? And I think it has surpassed the expectations of the organizer, so much so that when it came to judges and them having to read all the entries, they weren't just reading like 10 entries. They have to read a freaking book worth of entries and then decide who the winner is. There was a little peek of information on the forums that the judges have actually like all but settled on who the winners are. There's going to be a first, second, and third place winner and an honorary mention. And because Funcom is sponsoring some of the prizes, or rather all of the prizes with Funcom points, they have actually been given the chance to go over the winning entries, okay? And hopefully they will announce who the winner is of the Kingsmith theme, which was the first theme in the series, and there will be plenty more to come. I do think that they're going to be, you know, not doing them as frequently as they had initially thought, simply because of the sheer volume of entries that they've received so far. And it's been a blast reading them. I know a lot of you guys on the panel as well have read a number of them and liked them very much.
There's some very talented writers in the community, there really is.
Speaking of writers, has anyone tried any fan-made text adventure games yet?
No,
I just have not had the time. Because that mission gave me a headache.
Have you tried it out, Myth?
No, not yet. I need to check the forums and see if anyone's posted theirs yet. I assume they have to have by now.
There is a thread Yeah, there is a thread with regard to that. You get it at that computer terminal in Seoul, right? That's where it is.
Yeah, you have to get the file off of forum and then put it in a specific folder in your game folder. And then when you go to that terminal, the game will be in whatever folder you put it in.
Yeah. So, yeah, it does take a little bit of researching if you're not sure how to do it right off the bat. But apparently it's not all that difficult, and Funcom devs are looking forward to seeing what the community comes up with, the stories that they create themselves in the game. So,
and there's
yeah.
a really good FAQ on the forums on how to do all of that.
Yep, that's right. A lot of the times, I know some of our listeners are not going on the forums, they're not active on the forums. Some people never, ever, ever go to games forums. I can honestly say, if you have not been on TSW's forums, do not hesitate to go there. It's very mature community, very open to newcomers and people asking questions. There's tons of helpful people that will, you know, answer your any query. If you don't like visiting the forums, if you do have a question about the game, you can always send it to us at beyondtsw@gmail.com. You can tweet it out to us at beyondtsw. And we'll do our best to provide you with an answer. If you see us in-game, any one of us, Miss Sadei, M-Dash, Galactrix, Gigabyte, Rowan is going under Lone Star Bell, correct?
Yeah, usually.
Usually, yeah.
Or Dortmunder.
My... Or Poppy Shock.
Occasionally Poppy Shock, but more often Lone Star Bell or Dortmunder.
Okay, and of course me and Tita and Xander, who's ill this week. Do not hesitate to contact us with questions if you have any. Another good resource, there's actually two very, very good resources for people in the game. Two chat channels. One is called Noobmares, okay, Noobmares, and one is called The Sanctuary. Okay, forget the article, so just Sanctuary. What you do is you just join those two chats and you're basically set. If you have any questions about anything, if you need help, if you need assistance with something, if you're just stuck with something and just need a little hint, that's where you can go, and you can find many helpful people that will either PM you directly with an answer, that will just jump at a chance to actually help you out. Noobmares, of course, is like a version of looking for group channel, but for people who are not geared all the way up. And you can find an organized group running New York raids, running lairs, running dungeons on a daily basis, regardless of whether you need the normal, elite, or nightmare ones. So please join those two channels in-game, and you won't regret it. When it comes to new items, as always, we usually cover those. Well, this week we can't because, well, there was nothing released. And I think this is the second week running since we have not had anything new in store. So hopefully something new, something cool is waiting for us down the line. By the way, I came across a forum post by Cogniteer about completing all the achievements currently listed on in the game. Have any of you completed all of those?
all of which achievements? All of them? All of them?
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm nowhere near.
That's cute.
The achievements for what?
All the achievements in the game. The 577 achievements in the game.
Oh no, nowhere near the 7,000 taco one.
Oh yeah, that one's gonna be.
Well, he posted a screenshot. He posted a screenshot on the forums. He does not have two achievements, which I think one is for lore, number 7, which is, of course, right in front of Tokyo entrance, as we've come to learn over the last few months. So he doesn't have that one, and he doesn't have something else that I think it's with regard to pets, simply because there's achievement for it, but there aren't that many pets released in-game so far. But other than that, he has all the rest of them.
Wow.
Congratulations to him.
That's mental.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like killing 10,000 of every single creature. Can you just imagine going around in circles on how many times and killing the scorpions in Scourge Desert, and wow.
Oh, no.
Although I do have to say, like, doing scenarios on a daily basis, killing drug and cultists, they just become so easy, and I think I've hit 10,000 for the three of them just in the past, like, 7 days. Simply because I've been doing scenarios.
Yeah, it helps with the rare ones too, because they come right to you. You don't have to go searching for them.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so definitely something for the rest of us measly folks to be working at.
I've got a long way to go with Biduri.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I haven't even got 10 of those. I stopped at 7. I was like, nope, not doing anymore.
I think I have more than that, but only because I've, you know, been in a few groups that needed that quest.
Yeah, I think after we did the quests that are in that area, I have not been back.
I've killed 35 of them.
I'm just going to go check it out. That's under bosses, right?
There's monsters, isn't it?
Monsters, yeah.
Monsters.
Yeah, it's the only one out of my list that's still got a lock next to it, because I haven't even done the first one.
Woohoo! I've got 85.
Wow.
And you know what? I think you basically just get a reward. You basically get a title as a reward for killing 10,000 of Fata Paduri, the Charmer. It's like, I don't need that. If
well,
it was a clothing
for...
item...
You get a title for all of the 10,000 kill achievements, don't you?
Yeah, you do. But I'm just saying, you know, it would be a much better incentive for me to be working toward that 10,000 achievement if it was, you know, some sort of a clothing item.
If all you got was a lousy t-shirt.
Yeah, I killed 10,001 Fata Paduri and all I got was this lousy t-shirt. Yeah, I think maybe Funcom should re-examine these achievements, because as the game, you know, continues living and spreading, so to speak, and growing, there will definitely be a need for more of these achievements. So maybe they could just continue, like, kill 12,500 or 15,000 of them, and, you know, get a new kind of reward for that.
Pets
too. But isn't there a little tree already out as a pet?
Well,
there
I just
is.
Mean like it would be an option for some of them for like a next prize. There could be like a pet for like killing like 50,000 of something.
A little pet zombie.
Yes. Or a
what
little
would you
zombie
do
dog.
It? The zombie dog.
Let it follow you around.
That would be adorable. I want a tiny zombie.
I would love little pets of all the monsters.
Yes.
And then we can make them fight each other. And... Oh, hang on. No. That's right.
Wrong game. Tiny draug.
Wrong game.
Yeah. I don't know.
We're a teeny tiny scarecrow. With like a chainsaw.
Oh, good lord.
Tiny chainsaw.
Girl, you've gone too far with that chainsaw.
Nope.
I want a Wendigo pet. That would be cool.
A baby revenant?
Aww.
Look, Ma, this is how I looked when I was little.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so there's definitely, a whole bunch of crazy ideas that we can come up with. I'm pretty sure Funcom will come up with even more creative ones. But yeah, just as a heads up to them, yeah, maybe you guys could start working on, achievements after 10,000, because after all, you want people to stay in the game, and some people just need to have that every single achievement. So yeah, there you go. By the way, did you hear that there is people out there that have 100% on their augment wheel already?
Jesus.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't surprise me
the slightest.
I was just kind of taken aback. Like, I thought maybe it was just a handful of people, but apparently there's quite a bit of people.
Making us look bad.
Totally.
I know, right? Me and my, 37 measly percent, if I'm at that? It's just horrible.
Yeah, I'll shut up.
11 and a half.
I think Antida's got the most out of all of us.
Yeah, I've probably got the least, to be honest.
Yeah, but I run them like at least once every day, and I've started running the group ones separately as well. So, yeah.
I have a bunch in my inventory, though.
Yeah, and people have been complaining about the drop rates. I do have to say that, drop rates, yes, while sometimes they can suck big time, then, you get, like, I got on an elite solo, I got a purple augment with the last final boss. And I just couldn't believe my eyes.
I mean, I got a gold augment on, like, a regular scenario really early on.
Wow. Wow. Now, that is truly epic. I have only, actually, yesterday, I think, we ran a group of five of us. Ran the elite group scenarios, and in one of them we actually, as the last boss, gave us Mercurial, I think it was, and that was the first time ever since I've actually been playing scenarios, and that's from the very beginning, that I've actually seen one drop like that.
Yes, I have the undying one, and I still haven't attuned it.
How much does it cost to attune it?
Four attuned robust resonators, 60 pure dust, and 60 pure water, and a tuning kit. I'm waiting on the dust. I currently have 25.
I would love to get that one. Yeah, it's funny. It depends which players I actually play with. When I play with certain players, I tend to have all the luck. And then when I play with other players, it's like, I know I'm not going to get anything. Because they are just going to clean it out. I'm just going to get the green ones if I'm lucky. Yeah, so, but I do get like at least one blue drop per day, so that's at least something.
And you can always sell your extras.
Yeah, I don't tend to sell them though. I don't like selling them because it's like, well, I never know when I'm gonna need them.
Mm-hmm. I would only sell them when I get to like level 5, then I'd know I wouldn't need.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you decide the amount you need for the levels, like I have a couple that are just like sitting waiting for the AP up to level 5, just so I know I don't need any more.
Oh, and but the thing is, you see, there's certain certain augments like piercing augment that drop so rarely that when you get one, you better hang on to it, okay? Because you will definitely be needing it. It increases your penetration chance. So, you know, attaching it to ability can mean, you know, a lot better DPS for you. And that one is hugely expensive on the market in the secret world. So, yeah,
how if you expensive? Get that one...
We're talking millions, okay?
Oh, I the totally attuned... have one.
Yeah, I know. I have one attuned one that I have been keeping here. I need three of them. I've got it to level 2, I think.
Yeah, I have the level 2 one waiting in my inventory for me to have the AP.
Yeah, I need another 2 to get a level 3 one. So, yeah, it's gonna take a while. Yeah, I count my blessings if I get 2 blue ones from 3 elite solos. Alrighty, people. I think that's it for tonight's show. If there's no other comments to be made.
Nope.
Alrighty then. Well, thank you all very much for joining us. Like I said before, if you have... Oh, but before we go, we do have a last time.
Maybe.
Last time on Beyond the Veil, the secret world.
Or third? Or fourth? I don't remember. In Canada? That's Labor Day.
I thought that was in September.
I don't
remember. In America, yeah, in the US it's September.
In South Canada, it's in September.
You're gonna get
yeah. So is it the same date in September? I mean, in Canada as in the US?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Is it kind of like Thanksgiving? You gotta have it a couple of months early?
Exactly.
Yes, and to find out what the hell were we on about, you're just going to have to go back to episode 88 and listen to it in its entirety.
I would have thought that it would be the bit where you started singing Summer Nights, because that was a bit funny.
Yes, there's more... I'm not sure we're going to have one for next time, because this was a very clean-cut episode, because Xander's not here. Because when Xander's here, hilarity will ensue. This was very cut and dry. Yeah, we miss our Xander.
Because none of the rest of us have any sense of humor.
Yeah, we're bad at humor.
Just a bit.
Oh, those summer...
No, stop.
Nah. I hate...
And you've never heard from again.
Yeah, and then now for the entire rest of the evening, he's going to be like, honey, my throat hurts.
Just keep plying him with, like, you know, cough syrup or something, and that'll shut him up.
Pour honey down his throat. Pour maple syrup.
Maple syrup. Don't you know there's a shortage of that?
We're not going to go into that. Alrighty, people. You guys have an awesome, awesome, awesome night. Have an awesome week playing in the secret world. If you have any questions or comments, please do get in touch with us either on Twitter, in-game, or via email. Our Blacklace will be providing you with details on how to do that at the very end. So, from all of us here at Beyond the Veil, have a good night.
Bye.
See you.
Night. Night.
Bye.
to tonight's broadcast as Beyond the Veil, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and be sure to check holosuitemedia.com and iTunes for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at BeyondTSW. If you have any questions or comments, please send us an email to BeyondTSW@gmail.com, and join us next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Beyond the Veil, a place where hilarity always ensues.